developed out of a project that Rose Clark Float and Harriet Hintz did, largely while Rose was on sabbatical in Australia a couple of years ago, I think. And they surveyed a lot of weed biocontrol practitioners to see whether insect rearing problems and techniques had been kind of a limiting factor in some of their projects. And they gathered a lot of information on what kind of insect rearing problems people had encountered and what effect that had on the outcomes of biocontrol projects. And they presented this, and there was a discussion at the International Symposium in Montpellier earlier this year. And the consensus was that a lot of this information at the sort of level of problems and tips and techniques and tricks and so on never makes it out into the literature, but that there's a lot of collective wisdom that could be used to help people solve their insect rearing problems. So at that session, I volunteered to set up kind of a clearinghouse where people could share these kinds of problems and techniques and solutions. So it's now up and running. To get to it, the easiest way is to go to my website, Macleay Ecoscience. You'll see a link that says Resources. If you click on that, you'll see a link that says Weed Biocontrol Forum. And once you get in there, there are instructions for how to use it. Anybody can read what's been posted on the forum, but in order to actually contribute and post questions and replies, you have to register. This is to keep the spammers out, which would otherwise totally overwhelm it. To register, again, to keep the spammers out, you have to answer an extremely easy question about weed biocontrol. And the answer is Cactoblastis, if you don't know. And then once you've registered, you can contribute your own questions and responses and so on to that forum. Quite a few people have registered so far, but the actual amount of contributions has been fairly low. So please, if you're interested, if you think it would be useful, take a look and sign up. Thanks.
Thank you very much.